Petersburg Borough Assembly meetings are brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, offering asset protection and security through insurance. Home, auto, boat, life. Information from a real live person who's in the same phone book as you. Petersburg Insurance at 772-3858.
Like a pirate day, ahoy mateys. We call this meeting to order. Ah, we got to get Nancy situated here. And once you get a chance to sit down, Deb, can you please call the roll?
Yes, thank you. Eric?
Here.
Kurt?
Excused?
Present.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On the phone. Mark?
Mark is excused.
Thank you. Nancy?
Yes.
Bob?
Bob is excused.
Jay?
Here.
And Cindy?
Here.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. And if you could all stand for the voluntary Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we do not have meeting minutes for the last couple meetings, so we will wait. But I appreciated your note, Debbie. We got a chuckle out of that.
Thank you.
And I know you've been busy, so we'll get to that at the next meeting.
I was hoping you guys noticed that.
The next item on the agenda is amendment and approval of the meeting agenda, and we do have two amendments that need to be made to new business.
All right. And these are additions that Clerk Thompson ended up adding to me. First is item 15A, appointment of election workers for the October 4th, 2016 borough election. And item 15B, which is appointment of date and time for special assembly meeting to canvass the October 6th election results.
And that's your motion?
Yes.
And do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we add those two items to new business. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? And we will add those to new business. The next item on the agenda is public hearing for Ordinance 2016-11, an ordinance amending borough code by providing for a new Chapter 4.70 to impose excise taxes on the cultivation, manufacture, and importation of marijuana and any marijuana product for commercial use. Any public testimony regarding marijuana excise taxes should be given during this public hearing. And a copy of the proposed ordinance can be viewed online, I believe, and we also have a copy in our packet. Is there anyone that would like to speak to this item? Please come forward and state your name.
My name is Marge Oinas, and I'm speaking on my own behalf. I'm just looking at the way it has been written, the use of proceeds at the very end of the excise tax ordinance. It says up to 50% of the proceeds from the collection of marijuana excise taxes may be available for allocation to health and or mental health treatment for alcohol, drug, and health-related issues, as decided annually during the budget process by the Assembly. I was just wondering if the wording could be changed a little bit rather than may be allocated, but could be shall be allocated. And the reason, well, I would just like it to be more firm that that's where the money would go. And it will be decided by the council every year, right, where that money would go. Is that correct? Am I reading this correct? Okay. I would just like to share something that I got from this, the 43rd Annual School Addictions and Behavior Health conference that I attended. It said there that the alcohol and tobacco industry wants the legalization of marijuana. And I don't know if you know this, but did you know that the alcohol and drug industry has patented all the paraphernalia for marijuana? So it's kind of important information to have that this part of this push for what we're deciding is pretty money driven. I think it's important to know that. And another interesting item is that California would like to have 80% of all their taxes go directly to treatment. So there is some understanding that what our borough is considering causes an increase in some kind of need for treatment. So I'm just bringing that up and hoping that we really take seriously what it is we're doing in making marijuana more available. And though I appreciate very much that this rule that you have put in is allocating money for treatment, and I would like to see the language changed to shall go rather than just may go. So thank you.
Are there any questions? All right.
Marjorie, I'd be interested in that report that you got.
If
I might be able to find your link to that or something, I'd be interested in reading that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was what was given at the conference. And I can give you the phone number of the people that put on the conference if you want.
I can start with just something to read would be great.
I don't have anything to read except my notes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other individuals that would like to speak to this item? Hearing none, we'll move on. The next item on the agenda is bid awards, and there are none. And the item after that is visitors' views related to the agenda, if there's anyone that would like to speak to items related to the agenda. Seeing none, how about visitors' views unrelated to the agenda? And there are none. And we do not have any board, commission, or committee reports filed. We do have an item on the consent agenda, and that is 16-231, authorization to accept grant funds in the amount of $43,700 from the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. And just for protocol, we need a motion and a vote on this? All right. So do I have a motion to approve the accepting of these grant funds?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Member Stanton Greger and seconded by Member Strand that we accept these grant funds from the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Will the clerk call a roll?
Yay.
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
And Nancy?
Yes.
Thank you.
And it passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is report of other officers. And does anyone else... do any officers have anything to report? I have received nothing. And actually, Sandy, did you want to speak at all to the training that we did just recently? Nope. I think it's worth bringing up.
On September 7th, Sandy Dixon, Fire EMS Director. On September 7th, the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management sent two individuals to Petersburg and provided some incident command system training for the borough and some outside entities. We had well over 20 people in the room, which was really good. I think it was very enlightening as far as our readiness or response if we had a large disaster, whether it be man-made or natural disaster in the community. So we have some work to do, but it also reinforced what we do have in place. They also brought the earthquake simulator to town, and the elementary school took advantage of that for 2 days. Excuse me. And then the local emergency planning committee sponsored a preparedness fair on Saturday, September 10th. And we had the simulator set up there for people to go through that, which I think surprised some people to what an earthquake would do and what level of earthquake. There's movement in that level of earthquake, and then what to do to be prepared for that. In addition to that, the fire department had an open house. We had well over 150 people go through, and I'm sure it was the hot dogs, not the earthquake simulators that brought everyone to town or to the station. Anyway, it was very good. And so I've got some notes from that meeting and would accept any from anyone who attended. Nancy and I know Cindy attended from the assembly. So that's all I've got, if you have questions.
No, I wanted to thank you for putting that on. It was really informative in that I was surprised at the number of resources that we have. And so it was good to sit in that room and hear folks talk about the ability to get language translation, who had different things. I didn't know about the portable shower that the hospital had. Right. But also it was really eye-opening to realize that while we are aware of certain protocols and things that we can receive from the state and from Homeland Security and that we have on hand, we may not be thinking about how we would communicate in the event of an emergency, at least some of the non-official right. agency folks.
Because so. I know all that information.
Right,
and
right.
It's I'm only one person. Kelly helps out when he can. So it's nice to have that buy-in mm-hmm. so that I can get the support I need so that our community can be better prepared.
No, I thought it was really valuable. Yeah. And I believe we had people from Wrangell as well attending.
Yeah, I invited the local emergency planning committee project coordinator from Wrangell came mm-hmm. over.
And the other thing, even though the adults may not have come for the simulator, I heard a lot of kids in town talking about it.
Yeah.
So there was some interest.
There actually were quite a few adults that came through it
good.
As well, so that was good.
Good. All right. Thank you. Moving on, the next item on the agenda is the mayor's report, and Mark has filed a report. The first item is the historic canning labels featured in Alaska Airline Beyond magazine, and I have a copy of it here if anybody wants to look at it. Page 30 of the September issue of Alaska Beyond magazine showcases a few of Karen Hofstad's historic canning labels with an interesting article about Alaska canneries and Karen's effort with the help of a few sponsors to display some history of the industry that built Petersburg by supplying public refuse cans with prints of the old canning labels on them. The cans are bright and interesting and are an artistic asset to Petersburg, and we thank Karen for her efforts, and I've heard a lot of good comments about those. Candidates for the October 4th, 2016 election. The clerk's office received 15 declaration of candidacy forms for our October election. There were no declarations of candidacy for the following seats: one seat on the school board for a 3-year term, 3 seats on the hospital board for 3-year terms, and 1 seat on the public safety board for 2-year terms. A qualified borough resident who wishes to run for office as a write-in candidate may file a letter of intent form with the clerk's office no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, September 30th, 2016. Write-in candidate letter of intent forms are available at the front desk of the finance office or can be printed from the borough's website at www.petersburgak.gov. And if you have any questions, you can contact Clerk Thompson at 772-5405. But probably not today. I think she's got her hands full. The We are seeking community input, continuing to seek input on the state dock issue. The state of Alaska has offered to transfer ownership of the Papke's Landing Dock, the Kuprinoff Dock, and the Entrance Island Dock to the Petersburg Borough, along with a lump sum payment of $732,883 towards deferred maintenance. Condition assessments were recently performed that estimate the cost to bring Papke's Landing Dock to a safe and usable condition at $1,050,000 and $1,395,000 for the Kuprinoff Dock. So the state's office offer is quite short of those figures. The Borough Assembly is still seeking input from the community regarding acceptance or denial of the state's offer. A questionnaire on the issue is available for printing off on the borough's website at www.petersburgak.gov, or can be picked up at any borough office from the City of Kuprinoff clerk or from the Papke's Landing Public Notice Board. The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities has given the borough a deadline of December 31, 2016 to accept the transfer. The plan is to address this issue after the October municipal election. And then there's a notice of proposed issuance of an Alaska Pollutant Discharge Elimination System General Permit. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation is planning to reissue a general permit for discharges from the application of pesticides, as the current permit issued by the EPA in 2011 expires on October 31, 2016. Public comments will be accepted until October 3, 2016, and may be sent to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, and I don't know how to pronounce Jim's last name, Jim Rypkema, it's R-Y-P-K-E-M-A, at 555 Cordova Street, Anchorage, 99501, and his phone number is 907-334-2288, and his email is jim.rypkema@alaska.gov. And then we want to remind folks that the 2016 Southeast Conference and annual membership meeting is being held here in Petersburg from September 20th through 22nd. Information about the meeting can be found at www.seconference.org, and a draft agenda is online too. And the Lieutenant Governor will be attending that session as well. SEPA September meeting. Mayor Jensen attended the SEPA board meeting in Ketchikan last week. It was a good trip, and he was able to tour the construction site for the expansion of the Swan Lake Dam. Mayor Jensen will share photos and more information regarding the meeting at a later date, but he's out catching salmon right now. The Mallard East and West subdivisions, at the Assembly's request, Clerk Thompson notified the Alaska Mental Health Trust that Mayor Jensen would be unable to sign the plat for the proposed Mallard East and West subdivision accepting dedication of lands for public use because of the borough's concern regarding the size of some of the proposed lots not having enough room for a proper off-the-grid septic system and or mitigation area. And we discussed this at the last Assembly meeting. Those parcels are at about 9.5 miles out south Mitkoff Highway. Clerk Thompson received a call from David Griffin with the Trust Land Office, who informed that the Trust would like to work out a solution by incorporating the smaller lots into the larger lots and will present a new plat to the borough in the near future. So thank you for sending that letter along with our vote on that issue. I was really pleased to hear that they responded so quickly.
Yes, it's good when things work the way they should.
Yeah. And the manager is not available today, so we do not have a manager's report. So we are moving on to unfinished business, and we have an ordinance for second reading, and that's Ordinance 16-11, an ordinance amending borough code by providing for a new Chapter 4.70 to impose excise taxes on the cultivation, manufacture, and importation of marijuana and any marijuana product for commercial use. The ordinance has been modified since its first reading to impose marijuana excise taxes properly. These taxes shall apply to all marijuana and marijuana products brought or transported into the Petersburg Borough for commercial use, cultivation of marijuana in the borough for commercial use, and manufacture of marijuana products in the Petersburg Borough for commercial use. And do I have a motion on that ordinance?
So moved. Second.
It's been moved by Member Stanton Greger and seconded by Member Strand that we adopt this ordinance. And can the clerk, is there any discussion? Yes, go ahead.
I'm uncomfortable with the new wording and would like to see it revert back to the way it was when we started, which would mean removing from up to 50% of the proceeds through the balance of, and have it read, the proceeds will be deposited into the borough's property development fund. The purpose of the property development fund is to provide funding for the purchase and development, rehabilitation or improvement of real property owned by the municipality, and for the administration of real property transactions, including but not limited to the sale, lease, or trade of real property. I just feel I'm not comfortable with earmarking funds for any special thing. The property development fund is about as far as I'll go, and I like that it, the dispersal of the funds be discussed by the assembly at budget time annually.
And are you offering that as an amendment? Are you offering that as an amendment?
Yes.
I'll second.
It's been moved by Member Strand and seconded by Member Stanton Greger to amend the ordinance to place the proceeds into the property development fund. Did you get the entire language on that, Deb?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the amendment?
I feel that it would be a good idea to allocate some funds toward, just like Marge said, you know, potentially toward medical health related concerns that folks in the community might have. But I also feel that it's great to be able to going through the difficulties that we had with a community development fund last time, I think it would be better to be able to try to allocate it to a fund which has a little more kind of strict vision. The only reason I wouldn't vote against this is I wouldn't want to limit the citizens' input as to the as to where this money could go. The whole point of us starting, you know, potentially having a special election and leading to this current election coming up on October 4th is to allow the voice of the community to be heard. And through the course of both this public hearing and then maybe next, potentially we'll have more input, more directed input from the community that could affect my decision. But I, too, will okay the amendment that Member Strand has proposed.
So just to clarify, the money that was allocated to various nonprofits was the Community Services Fund, not the
yes.
Property Development Fund. And the use of the Property Development Fund is really for property.
For property.
So just to clarify that
yep,
point.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'll be voting for the amendment. I gave this some thought after the last meeting, and at the time I like the direction of putting up to 50% of this towards health-related things. And I still do, but the vagueness of that, I think, poses some logistical challenges. Member Castro mentioned struggling with the community services portion of the budget last year. I'd like to avoid those struggles again in the future, keep things streamlined. And if the property development fund is something we feel doesn't, is it a good place to put this money in the future? We can always change our minds and do something else with it. We can always switch course if need be. That's all.
And just to clarify my intent, when I amended the motion the last time, I purposely didn't want to constrain our ability to allocate or not allocate funds because we have no idea what our budget's going to be in the upcoming year, as money from the state declines. So I wanted to give us some flexibility, but state what our intent was for that money if we did have some ability to spend some. Uh-huh. That's where that came from. So the first thing that we will be voting on is the amendment to change the language to put the proceeds in the property development fund. And if the clerk can call the roll.
Nancy?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Cindy?
No.
Jay?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
And so that passes 4-1. And then back to the main ordinance that we would impose an excise tax on the cultivation, manufacture, and importation of marijuana and any marijuana product for commercial use. Is there any discussion on that? Yes.
Yeah, with I mentioned this last time, with both state and federal monies becoming less and less for Petersburg, I think this is a great opportunity for us to make money for the community. I'll definitely be voting for it.
Anyone else? All right, will the clerk call the roll?
Cindy?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
And ordinance 2016-11 passes in its second reading unanimously. Moving on to new business, we have the two items, 15A, the appointment of election workers for October 4th borough election. Borough Clerk Thompson recommends the appointment of the following individuals to work the October 4th, 2016 election: Kathy Harris, Mary Leonard, Erica Warhatch, and Chad Wright. The election workers will be compensated at the rate of $12 per hour. And let's do them both at the same time. Okay. Is that all right?
That's fine. You have to pick a date on the second one. But yeah,
okay, well, let's do the first one first, then. I need a motion on 15A.
I so move.
Second.
It's been moved by Member Strand, seconded by Member Castro, that we appoint the aforementioned election workers for the October 4th, 2016 borough election. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Kurt?
Of course.
Okay. And any opposed? And that passes. And then item 15B is the appointment of a date and time for a special assembly meeting to canvass the October 6th election results. The Borough Assembly will canvass the municipal election results. Clerk Thompson requests that the Assembly set a date and time for the meeting no later than October 11th. And I need a motion on that item.
So moved.
What date?
Do we need to include the date in the motion?
It would
be helpful.
Day or date. It doesn't matter. The election is on the 4th, mm-hmm. So I believe the 6th is Thursday, 7th Friday, Monday the 10th, Tuesday the 11th. Usually we try to do it that Friday, but we can be flexible.
Friday is the 7th.
The 7th?
I say we stick with tradition and do it on Friday.
That sounds good to me.
Would we have a quorum on a Friday?
I'll be here.
Earlier the better. If we do it early, I can be here.
Are you leaving town?
No, I work.
And I anticipate being here.
How about you, Eric?
I am up in the air. I can rearrange my schedule to get a quorum if that's the case, but either way, the 7th or the 10th will affect me the same. So I will try to be here.
Hey, Kurt, how about you?
Yeah, I plan on being here back in Petersburg on the 1st of October, so I should be here.
Okay. And then possibly Mark and probably Bob, so we should be good.
Okay.
So we're talking Friday, October 8th at what time?
October 7th.
October 7th, thank you.
Is how early
what
is
works
early
for you? You said the earlier the better.
Yeah, what time for you, Jay?
8 or 9?
Wouldn't matter, I'm out of town. Anytime.
9 o'clock, sound good? All right.
Sounds great for me.
All right.
9 a.m. then, Friday, October 7th.
And we have a motion. We have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
All those in favor of our special assembly meeting to canvass the October 6th election results on Friday, October 7th at 9 a.m. Say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? It passes unanimously.
Thank
all
you.
Right. There have been no communications received that I am aware of. And the next item on the agenda is assembly discussion items. Does anyone have any recognitions? Go ahead.
Yes. I'd like to thank those who prepared the grant proposal to bring over $40,000 to this town. And thank you for that.
Sergeant Holmgren.
Excellent.
Any other recognitions? I can't speak today.
It is not a recognition, but I would like to remind all citizens of Petersburg that it is our civic duty to vote both in October and November. So go out and do it. You get a great sticker to boot. So please do.
I want to put Petersburg on the map as the highest voter turnout in the state of Alaska in this election.
That'd be great.
I think it would be wonderful.
Yes, and sir. I was raised, and I think it's good, that as citizens we have two responsibilities. One is to vote, and the other is to serve jury duty. That's it. No other responsibilities.
Taxes.
No, that's our only responsibilities are to vote and serve jury duty. So if that's all that's required of us, let's do it.
Yes. I just saw something today that said it takes 14 minutes to vote. So if you can check your Facebook page or buy a cup of coffee, you have time to vote.
And on that note, October 4th, between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., the borough elections will be held at the Community Center Activity Room. And absentee ballots, if you're not able to make it during that day, are available at the borough clerk office up until Thursday, September 29th at 5 p.m.
Thank you for that.
And Cindy, did you see the note? Mayor Jensen had a recognition he wanted to read.
I did not see that.
Okay, it should be on your printed agenda under.
It is right there. Thank you very much. Mayor Jensen would like to recognize the Wrangell Search and Rescue Team for their prompt responses to emergency situations within our shared region and to thank them for their service. So thank you very much for that. And then the Kupernoff, Papke's Landing, and Entrance Island docks, we've received two more responses to those, and we will continue to take responses up until the election. And so if you want to make a comment about those, you can contact the borough clerk or look at the borough webpage, and there will be information you can download there in order to formulate your response. I see a hand go up, or I'm just looking out of the corner of my eye. And then we have marijuana as a discussion item as well. Is there anything that anybody wanted to speak to as far as the marijuana ongoing discussion? Hearing none, it's time for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
you got scooped. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Petersburg Borough Assembly meetings are brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, providing knowledge, professionalism, and information on insurance issues, commercial or pleasure, boat and crew, Petersburg Insurance offering asset protection on the water or at home.